Now, prior to this research that we are talking about, what was the gap in our understanding?
Okay, so for a long time in the last century, it was believed that the adult brain basically does not have the capacity to regenerate itself and generate new nerve cells. However, that dogma was put to rest by discoveries that happened in early 1990s by Professor Perry Bartlett, who was the founding director of the Queensland Brain Institute. And he showed for the first time that there are stem cells in the adult brain that have the capacity to regenerate. Now, this process has been studied quite extensively in the last couple of decades and have been shown that this process actually can occur in select regions of the brain. And previously, we had focused our attention to a region called the hippocampus because this is the region which is primarily involved in aspects of spatial learning and in memory. So what is really interesting with this new research is that we are saying that it's not just restricted to the two brain areas that I was talking about, but it actually extends beyond that. And even this new area that we discovered where new brain cells are produced in the adult brain is called amygdala. So this is the area which is involved in our emotional learning and processing. And that is really fascinating to see that new nerve cells actually can be generated in this area.
That is quite fascinating to me because obviously I'm coming to it as the perspective of a complete layperson, but my understanding was stem cells were really the building blocks that we had as little babies, as growing up in the uterus and such, and really adults did not have the capacity to regrow brain cells in this fashion.
Yes, as I said, yes, that has been sort of the dogma for a long, long time. And as opposed to many other organs such as our blood or intestine or skin cells, which obviously regenerate on a daily basis, it was long believed that brain did not have that capacity. However, the previous research and our new research certainly shows that there is this capacity to regenerate, and there are in fact stem cells still present in the adult brain. So given the right stimulus, we can activate them and actually produce new nerve cells.
Well, that's absolutely extraordinary. Could you perhaps explain to us the significance of this discovery in regards to the treatment of PTSD?
Yes. So as I mentioned, the region amygdala that we were studying in this study basically controls our emotions, or at least the circuitry underlying in amygdala regulates our emotional learning and processing. So, and we know that in PTSD or in other forms of phobia or anxiety-related disorders, the underlying circuitry and amygdala actually is overactive. So there is an overactivity in this region, which is a hallmark feature of these anxiety-related disorders. Now, what we have found is that these new nerve cells that are generated actually have the capacity to inhibit this circuitry. So you can imagine that by increasing the production of new neurons in the amygdala, we could actually tip the balance back towards a homeostasis sort of a thing, where we can reduce the activity of amygdala in a condition where it is overactive in PTSD. This is something that obviously remains to be shown, but it certainly has a fascinating potential.
So, of course, we're not talking about, you know, there wouldn't be a destruction of the memories itself in a PTSD patient, but obviously these connections that have this anxiety-creating effect, this huge emotional impact on PTSD sufferers, it would be virtually a clean slate for them.
Yes, I think, it is obviously much more complex than we ever imagined. I mean, that's what the brain researchers comes up or at us in terms of the brain is really complicated for us to understand. And what we're trying to do is really tease apart bit by bit, pieces by pieces, this big puzzle. And even if we gain a small understanding, I think that will help a long way in terms of understanding both the etiology of these disorders, but also the treatment for these disorders.
Well, just as a final point, what is the next step if we look at this in practical terms as a treatment for PTSD? What is the next step in the research?
Yeah, so I think we are still quite far away from suggesting a treatment using these stem cells. To tell you frankly, I think this discovery has really opened up a new door. So this has given us an opportunity to peek into a window which probably we never had before. So what this discovery will has done has laid the groundwork or the foundation for asking the question, what are these new neurons in the amygdala really doing? And that is really the next step for us to understand. And that is something that we are actively engaging our research in, trying to understand if we can manipulate the activity of these new neurons, whether it will have consequences on PTSD type of behavior, in at least in the animal models, in the preclinical models. And if we can show that, then that will be a huge step forward in terms of understanding what's happening in the human brain.
Panisha, absolutely extraordinary. Sounds like some terrific research. Really appreciate getting you on this morning, having a chat with us about it.
Oh, thank you so much, Sean, for that.